As he said this, he wept. The counselors groaned, remembering each what he had left at home. And seeing them sorrow, Zeus took pity on them, saying quickly to Athena, "Daughter, you seem to have left your fighting man alone. Should one suppose you care no more for Achilles? There he sits before the curving prows and grieves for his dear friend. The other soldiers flock to meet. He thirsts and hungers. Come, infuse in him sweet nectar and ambrosia, that an empty belly may not weaken him." He urged Athena to her own desire, and like a gliding seahawk, shrilling high, she soared from heaven through the upper air, while the Achaeans armed throughout the ranks. Nectar and ambrosia she instilled within Achilles, that his knees be not assailed by hollow famine. Then she withdrew to her mighty father's house. Meanwhile, the troops were pouring from the shipways to the field. As when cold snowflakes fly from Zeus in heaven, thick and fast under the blowing north wind, just so that multitude of gleaming helms and bossed shields issued from the ship, with plated cuirasses and ashwood spears. Reflected glintings flashed to heaven, as the plain in all directions shone with glare of bronze and shook with trampling feet of men. Among them Prince Achilles, armed. One heard his teeth grind hard together, and his eyes blazed out like licking fire, for unbearable pain had fixed upon his heart. Raging at Trojans, he buckled on the arms Hephaestus forged, the beautiful greaves fitted with silver anklets, first he put upon his legs, and next the cuirass on his ribs. Then over his shoulder he slung the sword of bronze with silver scabbard. Finally, he took up the massive shield whence came a radiance like the round full moon. As when at sea to men on shipboard comes the shining of a campfire on a mountain in a lone sheepfold, while the gusts of night wind take them, loath to go far from their friends over the teeming sea, just so Achilles's finely modeled shield sent light into the heavens. Lifting his great helm, he placed it on his brows, and like a star the helm shone with its horsetail blowing free, all golden that Hephaestus had set in upon the crest.